Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Glad you're here. Tom Borg is here. Tom is the author of Making Service Count. He is the president of Tom Borg Consultants. He's got a brand new book out called The Small Business Brilliance and How to Think Differently, Build Your Team, and Boost Your Profits. Tom Borg, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's always a pleasure to be with you and your listeners.
Good to have you back. So, your new book, the title of your new book, Small Business Brilliance, True Small Business Brilliance. I was just having a little fun with my audience before you got here, asking them if how often they feel brilliant. And I've had moments where I thought, you know, something really the stars aligned for me. And I thought, okay, was it because I was smart? Was I lucky? What happened? But then after a minute or two, I get to thinking, I don't need to think about that long because that could be dangerous, me thinking I'm too smart. Tell us what you mean by brilliance.
Jim, what I mean by being brilliant is simply having the right system that works for you in your business. So what's important there is to realize we all have a system. Depending on how well it works is going to determine how successful we are. So in my book, what we go after is helping people look at a couple things. Basically, first part of the book is aimed at the leader, helping him or her with their thought processes, practical tools. And then the second part of the book, we work on helping that leader build their team with simple but practical strategies. Mm-hmm. So again, these are some systems that are designed to help that person not reinvent the wheel, but use some ideas and strategies that work.
Right, right. All right, well, talk to us about some of them. What's the first one that you think that we need to pay attention to?
Well, looking at the first part of the book, building you as the leader. So one of the first places we start is with the question, why are you in business? You know, far too often you ask that question of a business owner, they're going to snap back at you, well, I'm in it to make money. What do you think? But if we listen to good old Earl Nightingale, when he was around, he had that great statement, and he said, hey, the only person that really makes money is the one that works in a mint. You know, the rest of us, we've got to earn our money.
We have to hustle, as you say.
That's right. We've got to hustle, and we got to listen to our clients. We've got to listen to what they need and want, and then deliver that. So first part is we got to figure out why are we in business. You know, where are our values? What are our values? And how do we live those values through our business and through the people that we hire? Because that's important. Talk about that later. So first part there is that you've got to understand that the problems you've got, you can't solve them. As Albert Einstein said, you can't solve them from the same place you created them. So you've got to look around. If some things are not working for you, well, look for a different way of doing that. And someone once said, if you find yourself in a rut, quit digging. You know, look for a different way out of there. So first and foremost, we've got to get clear on our business philosophy. Why are we in business? And, of course, it's
What would be good answers in your opinion? What would you consider to be a brilliant answer?
Well, I think one of the best comes from Ted Levin. That is, you're in business to attract and keep clients, plain and simple.
Mm-hmm.
Byproduct of that is going to be profits, but you got to attract and keep those clients. So that means you got to do what it takes to get there.
But is that really a good, brilliant reason for being in business?
It's a brilliant business.
It's a brilliant reason for staying in business. But if you're going to be in, if you are, why are you in business? Is that the best one that we got?
Jim, one of the things I think back to the business of values. I think we should be in business to live our values, to do what we feel we've been put on the planet to do.
Contribute.
Contribute, absolutely.
Shouldn't our reason for being in business, isn't this one moment, isn't this a moment in time when we get to be a little bit narcissistic, a little bit self-serving, and say the reason I'm in business is because I want to do this for for me and my family. Now, that could include some very, you know, high value things like I want to contribute. I want to serve customers. I want to make my community better. But in the process, the fundamental thing is I want to be in business for me and my family.
I think that's one of the reasons we're in business. I think that's one of the keys to being successful is to do what's going to help make you happy and your family
yeah.
happy.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can get those to coincide or to be in harmony with what you're doing to serve others, and you know, they benefit as well from it, I think now you got a winning combination.
You know, that's what Adam Smith said this 240 years ago. He identified it as the invisible hand, if you remember that. He said in his book, The Wealth of Nations, he said, a person pursuing his own interests for his own self-interests, and that alone, nothing else, never intending to help society, will actually help society. Mm-hmm. I'm paraphrasing just a little bit, but his point was just being in it for yourself in the marketplace, in that energy, that activity, that will contribute to society. And I think that's pretty brilliant. What do you think?
That makes sense to me. Absolutely. I think it goes hand in hand with the concept of values. You know, if you're doing something that you know, it's for your own personal purpose, but it mm-hmm. does align with the people you're serving, then you got a winning combination.
What's a mega risk decision? You talk about that in your book.
Mega risk decision. That's how we go through the process of making a decision that's going to drastically affect our business. Now, Nita Cobain, our great friend, our consultant that's out there, mentioned this once, and it simply goes like this. It's some common thinking that's uncommonly great, I think. And that is, first, you got a problem. Let's say, for instance, you've got an office manager you have to get rid of, or you're thinking you have to get rid of, right? And that just happened to one of my clients.
Mm-hmm.
So, first question you got to ask yourself, if I fire this person, what's the worst thing that can happen? Okay? So you got to answer that question in your own mind. Second question is, if I fire this person, what's the best thing that can happen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Third question, what's the most likely thing that's going to happen? Now we get to the last two questions, which are critical. Last two questions are, can you live with the worst thing if it should happen, if you fire this person?
Mm-hmm.
And well, and the worst thing might be, well, let's say a person sues me, or there is all kinds of turmoil in the office because some people like him or her, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You've got to be able to answer yes to that question, that you can live with the worst. And the last question, fifth question is if we do this, is it going to get us closer to our goals?
Mm-hmm.
So if you can answer yes to those last two questions, then go ahead and make that
decision. That's an excellent template for how to make these, what Tom calls a mega risk decision. It's in the book, folks, The True Small Business Brilliance by Tom Borg. He and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.